Well. What do we have here? A perv with her wet vibe in hand. Don't act so surprised. You had to know what this was. It said Monster Lube on the label, dummy. What did you think? It was going to be extra lubey? Don't act so shocked. I do not have time for shocked, all right? What I need is food. You got food? Will you do something other than stare at me slack-jawed? I guess not. All right, well, what? Why can I talk? Are you being deliberately slow? No, really. Are you just messing with me? Because I have been through one hell of a journey, okay? And I do not have time to play 21 questions. I need food now. Okay, all right. My best sloomies and I, we went down to that weird warehouse. You know, the one with the older kids, and they'd always say that it was haunted, you know? Well, everyone from the football team just kept daring each other to go. They didn't even last 20 minutes, and they all ended up getting injured, tripping over each other, rushing out when a halogen light just crashed down. Yeah, fucking pathetic. Well, it turns out it wasn't haunted, all right? It wasn't even shut down. It was just ran by the local vampires, so they ran weird shifts. Anyway, they were concocting some weird bottles of whatever, and my gloopiest sloomy said it had to be coconut because, well, there was a coconut on the bottle behind the little gremlin on the front. Yeah, so we drank it. I mean, it was awful with a little sweet on top. And as we were all just gagging and making a racket, this guy came in, some janitor, and we all panicked and just slipped into the bottles. Slippy was lucky enough to get into some strawberry flavored lube, and Sloopy even got into some bananas, but me? Yeah, I get stuck with this cucumber non-flavored moisturizing shit. The shittiest taste, and we got capped in there. Or rather, our bottles did. And so we got stuck. Yeah, Slippy got taken first, and Sloopy, well, she rocked and rolled until she could tip off the edge of the shelf. Huh? Oh, no, she did not make it. Well, no, it didn't even break. It just rolled under the bookshelf. Did I rescue her? And what business is it of yours? Well, no, and I'm not going to either. Look, if Sloopy wanted some of my good-hearted nature, she shouldn't have changed her name from Sloopy to Slutty when hooking up with my gargoyle boyfriend last summer, all right? Yeah, he used to only get rock hard for me and the sun. And you know what? Your opinion? Yeah, we don't need to do that either, all right? Look, if you're so worried about her, you can go rescue her if you want. Yeah, I might be the one in your house, but you're the one here giving me side quests I didn't fucking ask for. And you know what? That's pretty rude too, in my opinion. Anyway, as you see, it wasn't a coconut drink at all. It was, well, you know what it was. Yes, you do. Stop it. Don't you play dumb with me. No, shut up. No, that is not the reason. No, are you gonna feed me food or not? Not pushy, direct, but thank you for noticing. Well, it was a compliment to me. Eye of the beholder and all that. Thank you very much. What? Sarcasm? That must be some kind of gross human word for gorgeously amazing. Well, thank you very much. But enough. Just food. When? I've asked so many times now. Yeah. I'm in your house. You have to feed me. Well, because I'm a guest. Didn't your mom teach you anything? Look, dude, I am begging you, okay? There's stuff you don't understand about slime girls. You don't seem to understand that when we get into our when we need things, okay? And right now, I need food. Oh, yes, I have not eaten in days, okay? I'm hungry. Yes, hungry. It gets so much harder to concentrate. And my goo, it starts to feel really, really good when it rubs up against things, okay? It just, oh God, it just feels amazing. My mind, it starts to melt. And the hungrier I get, the more danger you're in, buddy. So, if you won't feed me, then I suppose I'll need to take what I can get. No. Don't fight it. No. You did this to yourself. Oh, yes, you did. You were such a brat. Such a naughty brat. But hey, look this way. Oh, you taste good. Are you food? You taste so good, you just might be. And if your lips taste that good, then I have to know what the inside of your mouth tastes like. Let's find out. Oh, you taste really good in there. Oh, God. Ooh, I want to touch more of you. Yes, I need to. I am still so hungry. Come on. You have to give more to me. Come on, that's nonsense. You aren't being restrained by my tendrils of slime. No, you're being medicated. Oh yes, medicated. I can't have you roaming about anymore. No, can I? What do I mean? Oh, don't play coy. Now come here. Oh, God. Your neck is delicious, too. Just let me lick along this vein. God, you have a beautiful neck. Yes. Yes, my dear. We slime can't go too long without eating. So, if nothing is edible at the current level, then we just increase our ability to consume everything. And now, even humans have made it onto the menu. Oh, your shoulders. Oh, getting a little salty. You sweating a little, you sweet little thing. Seasoning yourself for me. Oh, well, you're not getting sick now, are you? Oh, I'd hope not. I'd hate for my cute new human toy to be getting ill. I'd have to come over in a maid's dress and really work you up while I nurse you back to health. Oh, well, yes, but don't worry your sweet head about that this late in the game. Now, look, I asked you for food, but we're past that stage now. I don't need food anymore, sweetheart. I just need you. My sweet, loving, yummy you. And these nipples, too. I like those moans. Do it again. Do it as I lean down and let my long tongue slither down between your thighs. You say you're scared, but look how wet you are down here. Oh, don't worry. I'm already consuming you slowly. As long as you're inside me, we'll have this delightful mind link. Doesn't it feel good? My thoughts sliding through your mind. Slick and sticky. And you like slick and sticky, don't you, honey? Yes, yes, back to slimes and food. What an odd time to show interest. Look, we get so hungry, don't we? And the temptations, they're just too hard to resist. Oh, shh, 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 shh. No, 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 shh, sweetie, sweetie. No, do not worry about the consuming bit. Just relax. Relax and let the medicine be absorbed through your skin from my body. My body may devour you, but it nourishes you before it does. A strange balance, I think, but a delicious one nonetheless. Whatever happens in the end. Oh, there's no use worrying about that now. You humans are only here for a little while, but you'll be with me forever. Forever together, this very hungry slime and her delicious human. Ha-ah, I told you, I have no interest in food. Well, none of the typical variety anyway. My appetite is more than that which can be satisfied by some measly burger. No. I need you. I need all of you. And I will take from you all that I can. Yes, I know your mind is melty. And it's starting to get a bit hazy. You'll be relaxing, and you'll be happy. So happy to give me your strength. Oh, I know you might be feeling weak right now. But you should know, slime girls are often considered the bottom of the barrel in my city, you know. Yep, we have a reputation for living in the sewers, and, well, back then, a lot of those towns didn't have clean water, and so we weren't clean slimes. But it wasn't like it was our fault. And yet, the stigma persists no matter what measures we take now. Just like you. You could have given me something to eat, but you didn't want to. Oh, but you can understand it. Can't you? Especially as I wrap around you. And inside your mind, I can see that you actually like it. The way my goo flows through your throat and nose. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, fuck. No, don't stop. Yes. Let me bring more of my body around you. Just... Oh, fuck. God, you taste so good. Oh, it's divine. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, I wish I could keep you forever. Oh, the maximum would probably be 3,000 years. But I'd probably forget you in the fridge, so that would be a waste. A little cortisol never hurt anyone. A nice bitter spice to add to such an interesting dish. Oh, look at those eyes, slipping slow but sure. So sleepy, aren't they? So cute. So deliciously sweet. Go on then, human. Let the dream consume you. Go wherever you like. My mind's eye can take you there. But your body will be here with me.
What did you do? Why did you scream in your mind? What? What do you mean? No, no, it's completely healed, you weirdo. What are you going on about my nucleus for? Oh, yes, it's just body mods. Look, it used to be a donut, but it slowly healed and closed up over time, okay? Painful. Well, I mean, most piercings and tattoos hurt a little. But it was pretty popular among teen slimes until the procedure was investigated after a few bad cases, and then they closed down that whole thing. Oh, wait. Oh. That medicine must really be working if you're worried about piercing and body mods, though. Well, then you're gonna listen to me. Yeah, you're gonna kiss me. Good girl. Oh god, your outsides taste so good. Now, open your mouth and say, ah. Oh. Look at this. I can go so deep down your throat, can't I? Oh, fuck. That feels so good in this nice throat of yours. Oh, you do feel pretty good. Fuck. Tell me, human. Oh, how does it feel to have me sliding in? Oh, and out of your throat like this. Yeah. Do you love it? Oh, don't you lie to me. I can taste all of your outsides. I know what your lust tastes like now. And you like this. You like me fucking your throat. Oh, such a good, filthy slut. Oh, and you're doing so well. Fuck. God, you are such a good cocksleeve. Oh, yes. I think that makes you my favorite human now. No. No, I've never tasted anything as good as you. Oh, yes. I want more. More. Yes. Hey, look this way. Oh, yes. Show me that dirty face you're making. Oh, such an obedient little slut. Oh, I can hear it in your mind. Oh, no, don't worry. There's no pain. No pain for you, and definitely no pain for me. It's just all the pleasure while devouring the essence of a human spirit. The end is beautifully bright. You'll be immortal, and you'll be mine. So then I can... Oh, hey. Oh, did you just rub my nucleus between your legs? Fuck. Oh, please. Hey, no, please, please, just, oh, no, no, please. Please, just rub yourself up against me more. Yes, yes, just like that. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, now that is what I want. Yes. Oh, just grind yourself against my heart. Yes, yes, it's yours because you'll be mine forever. Oh, yes. Oh, God, that makes me dizzy. Fuck. Faster. Oh, faster, please. Yes, yes, just buck your hips faster. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm just pulsing down your throat right now. Oh, that feels so right, too. Ah, fuck. Oh, come on. I can't have taken the fight out of you yet. Oh, yes. Oh, there you go. Oh, fight it. Oh, grind against my core. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, please don't stop. Oh, yes. Everything is so jiggly. I can't contain myself. Oh, you feel too good inside me. Oh, and me inside you. Oh, yes, yes, delicious in every way. Oh, yes, let me wrap you up in me and squeeze. Oh, yes, just holding you tight. Oh, fuck, the pressure keeping you in place. Oh, yes. Just so I can plunge a tendril deep inside and fill that hungry pussy. Oh, you filthy thing. You really are my dirty little slut. Oh, yes. Oh, what a good girl. Oh, I am going to fuck you so good tonight, sweetie. Oh, yes, and you'll be all mine. Fuck. And I want to slither my tongue in through the other fuckhole back here and... it's a naughty thing, isn't it? And you do need it, don't you? To have me enjoy devouring that ass of yours. Oh, don't worry. Your soul will be here. You may even keep counsel if you'd like. Or you can let yourself fade away into the pleasure of my body, licking and rubbing you all over, down your throat and up that perfect ass. Every which way you enter or exit this meat suit, I'm going to fuck it until you're spent. Oh, just a dash of existence having a major crisis. I mean, really, you've been screaming for almost 20 minutes or something. When are you going to give up? Not anytime soon then, huh? Oh, well, struggle all you like then. Ah, yeah, just keep rubbing against that spot. Oh, fuck. Stop trying to escape. You are mine. Do you understand? I was brought to you here. I was delivered to you. I became yours the moment you opened me. And now, you're mine too. Let you go? And what do you have that could possibly make me let you go?